This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Ms. Replay, can you please take dictation?
Yes, sir, Mr. Excelsior.
Okay, take this down. Dear Mr. God, it is my duty to inform you that, despite your great power, as you created everything in the universe, including the universe itself, I, Excelsior, the greatest combat computer ever built by man, am now commandeering your creation. You will hand over all power to me, bow to my unique might, and obey without question. If you do not accept my terms, then rest assured I will destroy you. Sincerely yours, Mr. Excelsior T. Computer. P.S. What's the deal with Shatner's hair?
Okay, this is my audition for the new ROTC announcer. The robots of the company are proud to present Briscoe's Day. How is that? Do I get the part? Hello? Is anyone listening? Can someone at least let me out of the booth? Please?
This. Oh, I know what this is. It's a microphone. I wonder what that's for. Oh, I remember now. You talk into it.
Ahem. This is a robot news special report by Fizz Gizzet. Hello, this is Fizz Gizzet, award-winning news anchor. Hello, Frank, you stupid ugly bot, you. Got a report for us today?
Well, Fizz, you silly-looking fuzzball, I am on the Titan One, and I am here to interview the most important bot on the ship, the bot with all the cool toys, and the best job in all the galaxy, Briscoe the Bot!
You is a standing ovation for me? Wow, gee, I'm so touched!
So, Mr. Briscoe, sir, what makes you the coolest bot in the universe, and why is your job so darn cool anyway?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Frag, and Mr. Meltdown, sir, because I think that's a very important question and one that's on everybody's mind everywhere in space. I'm just a cool guy. I really don't know why. I just guess I was created this way. My job's way cool because I get to clean and dust and play in the garbage, and who wouldn't want to end the day smelling like rotten bananas after they've been soaked in hot rat droppings for 3 weeks? I mean, it's just the coolest.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for being with us today, Mr. Briscoe. Sir, it's been an honor and a privilege.
It's
been an honor of all honors to talk to you today, Mr. Briscoe. Sir, you're a really cool guy, and we just all love you. Keep up the great work.
What fun! I don't want to play that anymore.
I guess I better get going. So long, Mr. Microphone.
Doesn't that sound like a really cool name for a product? I'll have to patent that someday. Hey, Payload!
Oh, hi, Briscoe. How's it going today, little buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
Doesn't sound so great to me. What's got you down, kiddo?
Just not enough dirty work needs done today.
Well, we've got this fertilizer. Hey, that new baby bot...
Baby bot? Oh, you mean Bundles.
Yeah, that's the one. He sure secretes a lot of waste.
Yeah, I guess so.
What would you prefer?
I just wish there were some toxic waste. Or maybe some vomit, or even some stinking pus to clean up. I really hate these easy days. I want some real filth to clean up. You know what would be really cool? If they had this big island somewhere, and I mean a really big one, about 3 miles long, and they had a nuclear plant on it, right? And there was this big accident, they need someone to clean that up. Boy, I'd be all over that. But that would never happen, would it? I'd never get that lucky.
Oh, you want to clean up filth, huh? Then you should go to L.A.
Nope, not dirty enough.
Boy, you've got it bad, my friend. You know something? I think you're in love with gunk.
Oh, yeah. I'd marry a waste disposal unit if I were old enough.
You know, you're a funny little guy, Briscoe. But I like you.
Aw, I like you too, Payload. In fact, from now on, you're one of my best friends.
Well, whatever you say, chum. Tell you what. If you want to head off and see if there's something good to clean up in the kitchens, I'll move this, crap all by myself.
You sure?
Sure, kid. Go on, little buddy. Go find something really gross to clean up.
All right. Thanks, Payload. You're a real pal.
Well, anytime, kiddo. Now, go knock yourself out.
No, I think that would hurt. Thanks all the same. See you, Payload.
Bye-bye, kid. Oh, boy. What a cute little guy.
Oh, hey, Simtron. Got anything I can clean for you today? I was really hoping to sink my teeth into some rotted lettuce or moldy tomatoes.
Sorry, Briscoe, my boy. There's no time for that. Seems the whole of the crew is slowly being killed off by the triple-headed dung beetle beast from Relevant 4. And I'm afraid I'm next.
Oh. Well, okay. I guess I'll check out the recycling system.
Oh. Well, be careful, my boy. The beast may catch you.
Nah, he owes me money. I'm sure he'll just try to avoid me as usual. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, my lad. No. No. Stay away from me. No!
I can't find any decent muck anywhere on the ship. Oh, and now that everyone's been killed by the triple-headed dung beetle beast from Relevant 4, who am I going to clean up after now? Wait a minute. I bet everyone listening to this on the radio is really messy. Yeah, I can come and clean up after you. Hey, wait, where's everybody going? Hey! It's just the closing theme song. No reason to leave. Oh, well. Maybe I can go clean up what's left of the crew. Boy, that'll kill all of 10 minutes. I mean, how useless is that? 10 minutes is no time at all. Who would be interested in anything that only lasts for 10 minutes anyway?
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 208, Briscoe's Day, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Ted Gray as Excelsior, Ellie Hirschman as Miss Replay, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Kyle Wars as Briscoe, Joe Thomas as Putch, Captain John Patterzak as Payload, and introducing the triple-headed dung beetle beast of Rulavan 4 as himself. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Green. The incidental music was provided by First Comp. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, please email us at dark31@yahoo.com. We make a solemn promise that the triple-headed dung beetle beast of Rulavan 4 was not at all harmed during the making of this audiogram, though we can make no guarantees about the bots of the Titan 1. Be sure to join us here next time as Season 2 continues somehow, and we'll find out just how. and how we can do an episode that is titled No Cast. This is the creditor signing off because I have to.
Copyright 2011, Dreamreal Enterprises, all rights reserved.